Okay, basically this is a curse file that is going to cause you to lose all body hair below the neck, also all facial hair. Basically, the only hair you will keep is the hair on the top of your head, and shaving your body hair and your facial hair will act as a trigger mechanism to increase the speed at which it kills off all the hair on your body. Should you choose to shave your head, it will also kill off the hair on your head, so be forewarned. That's pretty much all there is to it. So, pretty much all you need to do right now is just listen to me for a little while. There's not much else that you really need to do, is just simply listen. Perhaps concentrate a little, but that's about all there is to it. You don't have to worry about it. I'm not trying to do anything other than put you in trance. But I'm hoping to do so, whether or not you're aware of it. It's simply a matter of taking you someplace that your mind has been. Perhaps only a few times, perhaps many, many times before, perhaps never. It doesn't really matter. Trance is just simply a state of deep relaxation, a state where your mind tends to drift off and listen to only one voice that's telling you something or making you do something. It's nothing particularly complex or hard. It's a very easy state to be in. It's just a very relaxed state. In fact, you probably already find my voice fairly relaxing to listen to. And it's very easy to just let yourself go, to just let yourself relax. That's pretty much all there is to being in trance. That's pretty much all there really is. What you'll notice as you start to slip under is that you'll have a decreased desire to move. It'll feel as if your body just simply doesn't want to move as much, that all you really want to do is listen to what I'm saying and do what I'm telling you to do. That's all there really is to what I'm trying to do here. And even if your conscious mind is resisting or not wanting to do this, your subconscious is still there, still listening, and it wants this to happen, and it's going to let it happen. Even if your conscious mind tries to stray from what's going on, you'll still find yourself listening, and you'll still find yourself every so often doing things that I have told you to do, and every time one of these things happens, you'll find yourself slipping a little bit. And even if you try to resist it or not do it, you'll still find these things happening anyway. It's almost unconscious. It's your subconscious working on you. You may have already noticed that your body has begun to relax by just listening to me, that it's a little harder for your arms or legs to move, that it's a little harder for you to concentrate on anything but listening to my voice. Just simply listening to my voice. That's all you're doing. Although, every so often you find yourself doing what I suggest. And as you do so, you find yourself relaxing more and more completely and thoroughly. Every time I say something, it seems to go straight into your subconscious. Doesn't seem to be any way to get around it. It's just simply what your mind is doing. Part of you is listening to me, and part of you is trying to slip into a nice, deep, trance-like state. It's a very relaxed state. It's a very comfortable state. It's a very enjoyable state. And what you find is that every so often, despite your intentions, despite what you may want to do, parts of you relax a little bit more. You may notice it. You may notice simply a lack of desire to move, a lack of desire to do anything but just continue listening. That's all you're going to do, is just continue listening. And you may not have even thought about it much, but by continuing to listen, you're already accepting that your mind wants to slip into a nice, deep trance. It's just simply an easy thing to do. As you keep listening to me, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. Harder and harder to do anything but listen. You can't seem to stop yourself. And that's a start. Because if you can't seem to stop yourself, then part of you must already be in trance. And as you continue listening, you'll find yourself going deeper and deeper. You'll find that parts of you are becoming more and more relaxed, harder and harder to move. It doesn't really seem to matter much what you're doing. All you're doing is listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, it becomes harder and harder to do anything else. It becomes harder and harder to stop listening, to change what you're doing. You've chosen to listen, and by listening, you are going to slowly sink deeply into a nice, comfortable trance. You've chosen to listen, and that is a sign that there's already a trance building within your mind, taking you slowly deeper, taking you down deeper and deeper. You don't even know how it started. All you were doing was listening to me, but now you can't seem to stop listening to me. And because you can't seem to stop listening to me, everything else other than my voice is seeming to slip away. Just slip away and disappear. Disappearing from your mind, the rest of the world, the rest of your body is starting to disappear. Your focus is only on my voice, and you are focusing on it more and more with each and every word. You cannot seem to help yourself. You keep coming back to my voice, and as you come back to my voice, thoughts of your body, thoughts of things around you slowly disappear, disappearing more and more with every word. You are finding that the surroundings, that everything around you is becoming less and less important as my voice carries you into a nice, safe, deep trance that you didn't even know you were entering. You can hear my voice, and it is so easy to just keep listening, to just allow yourself to slip deeper and deeper with each and every word. It doesn't seem to be something you can stop. If you could, you'd just simply stop listening, but you don't want to. You want to hear what I have to say, and you want deep down to be into a nice, deep trance. You can feel your body slowly slipping away as you listen to my words. You listen to my words and begin finding yourself sliding deeper and deeper, concentrating totally and only on what I am saying, shutting out the rest of the world, shutting it out completely until there is absolutely nothing else but my voice. Nothing else but my voice, which needs to be listened to, which needs to be obeyed, as your body drifts further and further from you until you reach a point where you cannot hear anything but my voice. Until you find that you are totally focused on it, totally fixed upon my voice, ignoring everything else in the world but my voice. And when you've reached that place, you will find yourself beginning to drift deeper and deeper, deeper and deeper into my words and my voice. It's almost as if you cannot escape them. They keep pulling you down further and further, deeper and deeper until you are in a nice, deep, comfortable trance. I'm going to count downwards now. Downwards from 5 to 1, and when I reach 1, your mind will be in a very deeply relaxed state from which it will not return to consciousness quickly or easily. 5. Feel my voice carrying you down now, shutting off more and more of the world with every word, so that you are only listening to it, only concentrating on it, only focusing on my words and my voice. 4. sinking away, the conscious world going away more and more with every word, concentrating only on my voice as the world slips away into oblivion, till there is only my voice that you are hearing, only my words that you are hearing. 3. So very, very deep and comfortable, listening only to my words, obeying them as you slip away further and further, my words becoming more and more important to you. As I speak them, you listen and obey as you go deeper and deeper, shutting off the conscious world and focusing only on what I have to say. 2. So very, very deep and relaxed now, just listening and obeying. It seems to be a natural state for your mind to listen to my words and obey each and every last one of them, obeying them totally, utterly. 1. So very, very deep, listening only to my words and obeying them totally and completely, without thought. You just simply, automatically obey. You do it without thinking. It is the most natural thing in the world for you to do. You are simply so very, very deep and totally, utterly focused upon my voice. So deep and so very, very obedient. Totally focused on my voice. Just listen and obey and relax. Just deep and obedient and relaxed. From now on, you're going to discover that all the hair on your body is beginning to die off and fall away. All of it. Everything except the hair on your head. And you're going to find that there is an action that will trigger this fallout. The action that will trigger this fallout will be the act of shaving. Every time you shave, it will kill more and more of your hair. It will cause more and more of your body hair, pubic hair, underarm hair, beard and mustache hair to simply fall out and never grow back. Shaving will be like a trigger. It will strengthen the kill off of all the hair on your body. However, you should be careful. If you shave your head, then the hair on your head will also begin dying off and falling out. Therefore, any body hair that you shave will die out and fall off and never grow back. This is a curse. It cannot be removed except by me. There is no other way to stop it. You can already feel the hair on your body beginning to die away. The follicles are dying. You can feel them dying at their roots. Your body killing them off. Killing off every individual hair so that soon your body will be completely smooth except for your head. And were you to shave it, that too would be smooth. Every time you shave, it will kill more and more of your hair follicles. Pulling them out by the roots or just simply destroying them, the roots are going to wither and die. And very soon, you will be completely hairless. Completely hairless except for the hair on the top of your head. All other hair in your body is going to die off. Die off and fall away. Die off and fall out. That is what is happening to all of the hair on your body. All of it. Every hair that you shave off will be less and less likely to grow back every single time you shave it. Every single time you shave a hair, it will be harder and harder for it to grow back until they simply stop growing back at all. This is a curse. It is not something you have a choice in any longer. You have chosen to listen to this file, and therefore you have to accept what it does to you. Every single hair that you shave off will be less and less likely to grow back until they simply do not grow back at all. You are going to lose every hair below your neck, and all the hair on your face, and if you choose to shave your head, you will lose that hair as well. All of your body hair is going to go away, and shaving is going to act like a trigger for this. Every time you shave a part of your body, it will remove that hair, killing it off even more than it was before, until you simply cannot grow any hair on your body at all, until your body stops growing it in any way, shape, or form. And since this is a curse, you cannot remove this file in any way. You will keep coming back to this file, listening to it over and over again until all hair growth on your body has stopped, until your body no longer grows any hair except the hair on your head, and if you shave the hair on your head with a razor, even that hair will stop growing. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. Your body will start killing off the hair follicles throughout it. All over your body, the hair follicles are beginning to die. You will begin losing that hair. All of the hair. Your mind is capable of such powerful things that it is also capable of controlling your hair growth, and that means that your mind is going to kill off all of your body hair. Everything, except for the hair on your head. Shaving is going to help this process along, and you will find yourself shaving yourself. Shaving away the body hair, removing it, because every time you shave, it will increase the speed at which you lose your hair. It will kill off more hair follicles until there are absolutely none left growing on your body. You have chosen to listen to this file. You have chosen to accept this curse as a part of who and what you are. You are going to be hairless, with the exception of the top of your head. All the hair on your body is going to go away. It is going to go away permanently and forever, and the only way that it can be reversed is if I reverse it. This is a very powerful curse. It is taking hold deep, deep in your mind. Your own mind is going to use your body to poison your hair, to poison it and destroy it, destroy all of your body's hair without doing any other harm to you. Your mind caused the growth of this hair in the first place, and now it is going to kill the hair off, killing it off wherever it grows on your body, all of your hair, the hair on your face, the hair under your arms, the hair on your arms. If you have hair on your chest or back, that too will die off. The hair on your legs. Your pubic hair. All of your hair is dying away. Dying away. A little bit at a time, or in big clumps. Your mind killing it off. Killing off every single strand until there are none left. Until your body is completely and totally free of hair. This is what is happening to you. You have chosen to listen to this file and accept its consequences. You have chosen to accept the fact that the act of shaving accelerates the loss of hair. Every time you shave, it is a little trigger for your mind. A little trigger to your mind to kill off more and more of the hair that is growing on your body. Very soon, your body will grow no hair. None whatsoever, except that on your head, and if you choose to shave your head, then your body will stop growing any hair at all. This simply is the way it is, and the way it is going to be from now on, and you have chosen to accept this. You chose to listen to this file, and you will choose to come back to it over and over again until you have killed off all the hair on your body. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. You have no choice in this matter. You have no control over this issue. It simply is a matter of fact. The hair follicles all over your body are dying. They are all beginning to die. Each and every last one of them is going to die away until you no longer grow any hair on your body at all. All of your body hair. Dead and dying. You can feel it happening. You can feel your mind reaching out and beginning to poison the follicles, killing them off, letting them die away. Just as if you were balding, all of the hair on your body is going to die. If you shave, it will kill it even faster. Everything that you shave off will die a little bit faster, a little bit more completely, and grow back even more slowly, until it stops growing back entirely, until you have absolutely no hair growth on your body, other than the hair on the top of your head, and your eyebrows and eyelashes, which, for the purpose of this file, are not considered hair, and therefore will not fall out, even if you shave them. But the hair on the top of your head will not fall out unless you shave it, in which case it will not grow back either. It simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be for you from now on. This is a curse you cannot remove. Only I can remove it. No one else. There is no one that may remove this curse. You can feel it taking hold in your mind, taking hold of you, forcing you to lose your hair. You have no choice in this matter. You must surrender to the curse. You must let your hair die off and go away. You have no choice. You cannot stop it. Your hair is dying. Dying as I speak. Very soon you will have no hair on your body. No hair on your arms. No hair on your face. No hair on your chest or back. No hair on your legs. You will have no pubic hair. You will have no hair under your arms. You will be completely free of all hair other than the hair on the top of your head. And if you shave the hair on the top of your head, even that hair will die off. You may become completely free of all bodily hair if you are not careful. This simply is the way it is, and you can feel the curse taking hold, becoming stronger and stronger each and every time you listen to it, and you will find yourself coming back to the curse over and over again, coming back to the curse and seeking it out. You need to listen to the file until you've killed off all the hair on your body. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. Only my voice can remove this curse. Only I may remove this curse. You have no choice. You have no way to stop it. You can feel my words echoing in your head. You can feel yourself becoming more and more hairless. And every time you shave, your hair grows back a little more slowly. That simply is the way it is and the way it is going to be. And every time you notice that you've lost a little hair, it will reinforce the curse and make the curse be stronger and faster. The curse will get stronger each and every passing day. The shaving will kill more and more of your hair each and every passing day until you simply have none left on your body, until it has all been killed off, until it no longer grows anymore, at which point in time you can stop listening to the curse, because the curse itself will be permanent. The curse itself will have taken over and you will not be able to change it. Once your hair has stopped growing back, it will never, ever grow back again, even if you stop listening to the curse. And shaving will reinforce this. Each and every time you shave, it will reinforce everything that I have said and make it happen faster and faster and faster. You have no choice. You have no way to stop this. This simply is the way it is going to be for you from now on. And now it is time to wake back up. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. One, waking up. Two, more and more awake. Three, closer and closer. Four, almost there. Five, refreshed and awake, and I hope you enjoyed it.